Residents in southeast Bengaluru are leaving as fast as they can. Downpours that began on Sunday have inundated their cars and sent water through their homes. Some say they have lost everything.
So I reside here in this layout on the ground floor. So Sunday the heavy rain started and water from the road, it started entering our layout. And within a 1 hour span, like, the entire house was full with water.
The southern state of Karnataka has received its most rainfall in decades. Bengaluru is India's tech hub. Affected areas include the offices of startups, IT companies and million-dollar homes. There is heavy traffic on the roads as hundreds of people are leaving.
All the tanks are full and they are overflowing. Some tanks have breached and there is continuous rain. Even today it is raining. Every day it is raining. Therefore, Bangalore, there is a picture that entire Bangalore is in problem. Entire Bangalore is not in problem. Basically, two zones, that too, particularly one zone, Madhepura zone, is in problem.
Authorities say they are still assessing the damage.
While levels are receding, low-lying neighborhoods like this one remain submerged. The water on that road is more than a meter deep, and it comes from a nearby lake that has overflowed.
It's led to a debate about urban planning in one of India's biggest cities. Rapid development, illegal construction, and encroachments have blocked the drainage system, exacerbating the impact of climate change.
It's terribly underinvested in terms of infrastructure. Stormwater drainage infrastructure is absolutely almost absent. So we're relying on old tank irrigation systems and what we call Rajkalaways, which are sort of drains linking one tank, which is an artificial lake, to the other tank. These systems were designed for ecosystems which were 300 years back, not urban ecosystems, but rural ecosystems.
The government says it will spend millions of dollars to drain the water and demolish illegal buildings. Rains are expected to continue for some time, and residents don't know when their homes will be habitable again. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Bengaluru, Southern India.